It's something that every man searches for. The elusive guy's girl. Oi! Men search far and wide to see if they can find a guy's girl. And today we're going to take a chance and see if we can find one. Oi!
Yes?
Look over there in that pub.
Oi!
I think I've spotted one. She's drinking a beer and watching football. Let's go in for a closer look. Oh no, she's turned around and she's wearing a pink bedazzled football jersey.
Oh, no.
That's a fake guy's girl. Struck out again. Yes, the elusive guy's girl. Something that every dude looks for and every girl thinks that they are. Unfortunately, they are very hard to find. But today, for Awkward Tuesday phone call,
you guys are so awful.
Alan is on the phone and Alan has found a bona fide guy's girl.
No.
But apparently he needs to have a conversation with her in today's Awkward Tuesday phone call. What's up, Alan?
Hey, guys.
Why are you guys acting like it's so hard to find a girl that's into legit dude stuff, too?
There's a lot of frauds out there, yeah. So, Alan, you found a legit guy's girl, huh? And you're excited about it?
I did.
What makes her a guy's girl?
I think just more than anything, the fact that she can hang, you know? She's got a thick skin, not just her being into sports or anything, but she's like, you know, she can take jokes, she can belch with a lot of us.
Yeah.
And she doesn't make a big deal about being a guy's girl either, you know? She's not one of those that just, like, memorize enough stats for the first date and then just kind of drop the act.
Well, that's the mark of a true guy's girl is she doesn't remind you every 5 seconds. The girls that you meet that are like, I'm a total guy's girl, like, they usually are not really guy's girls.
I was hoping he was just going to say the full beard. No. That's what indicates it for me.
That's a guy that used to be a girl.
Yeah, whatever.
It's different.
Sounds like the same thing.
Yeah, but it's not the same. So you need to have a conversation with your girlfriend in today's Awkward Tuesday phone call. What about?
Well, I guess it's a careful what you wish for situation, because in some ways she takes the guy girl thing, I feel anyway, a little far when we're out in public.
Oh, isn't this stereotypical? You want what you can't have. You finally get it. Now you want to change it.
I guess that's fair. I don't know. There's something about her that she takes it too far sometimes.
What do you mean she takes it too far?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, we're out with people we don't really know that well, and she doesn't have a filter, you know? Like, she's still belching and, like, farting sometimes
and
cracking up at it.
But
and,
isn't,
like, that's disgusting.
Isn't that what you guys said you wanted in the beginning?
Not me.
Here's the thing that frustrates me is that you say you want a legitimate guy's girl and that's just her personality and it's not a show she puts on, but when her personality continues, you don't like it.
Yeah, but I don't really necessarily like that. Like, some dudes like the farting and the burping. Do you like it, Alan?
You know, it's like, it was a refreshing change of pace at first, and like, if it's just us, hilarious. But like, when we're out, I feel like there needs to be a more substantial filter.
Yeah, I think that it's disgusting, but a lot of dudes like it. They're like, my girlfriend's so cool, she'll come over and just fart right on my leg. It's hilarious. And like, it's, for me, that has never been a turn on. I don't like it one bit.
So
your issue is that you feel like she's missing social cues.
Exactly, yeah. Like, I feel like she doesn't know when to tone it down.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
So is that what you want to talk to her about then?
Well, we're heading on a trip in a few weeks. She's going to come on a trip with my family, and it'll be our first, like, long exposure between her and the family, like, days at a time. Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely concerned. We're, like, a tight-knit group, and their opinion is really important to me. And I don't want to spend my whole weekend, like, dealing with that friction.
Oh, yeah.
And they've met already, it sounds like.
They've met in passing. I've tried to keep it pretty brief, you know, because I don't really know how it's going to go. So I'm definitely... I definitely always make sure we have somewhere else to rush off to.
Are you worried that your new girlfriend's going to meet your parents and just get drunk and like fart in your mom's face and then punch your dad in the mouth or something?
You know, it is not the most far-fetched thing I've heard.
All right. So what do you want to say to her then?
I mean, I want her, like, I want her to know that I'm saying these things, you know, from like a place of love, but that it I think our relationship could be stronger if we maybe worked on our social politeness a little bit.
That is not going to come over well.
It sounds like
basically you're saying, stop being who you are because I want my parents to like you. Is how she's going to interpret that.
Okay, exactly. But then what's the approach to that? That's why I emailed you guys asking for this, because it's like, I'm basically saying, I love you the way you are, except for a few of these things.
Yeah, I love you the way you are, except for when you're around my family, could you be something else?
Could you not be you?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yes, he says yes.
Well, I don't know how you do that, man.
Yeah, man.
Maybe you guys could just tell her.
No! And is this, I mean, is this a relationship you see yourself being in forever?
I mean, forever seems like a long time at the moment, but I see this going somewhere very promising. I want it to keep going and keep growing, and I can't live with, like, the need to tell her this anymore, you know? Oh,
what about just not ever introducing her to your parents? You ever thought about that?
That's Jubal's plan. That
works for me.
Every
it's
girlfriend.
Great. I love it.
They've already met, you know, here and there, like, brief situations, but this weekend is huge. You know, they've had a taste of her, but I'm not sure they're ready for the full meal, you know?
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, we'll give you some advice, and then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, hang on.